Jerry, Jeff Munn, Kyle Dodd, Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year to both of you.
I mentioned before the last break that the signing of Randy Johnson was the most significant move in terms of telling... I'll let you tell the story. When you approached him, he was in a kind of a wait-and-see mode. He wanted to see what else you were going to do to redo the roster and get into contention right away. Isn't that right?
Well, it's kind of a cute story. His agents called me and said Randy was building a home in Phoenix and wanted Sun season tickets and wanted to sit on the floor and so on and so forth. And we were just getting started as a baseball franchise, and we're still a couple of years away from reality. And I accommodated him. But I told his agent, I said, now you owe me something, and I'm not sure what that is, but I'll let you know at the appropriate time. And a couple of years go by, and of course it's now time when he's a free agent. So I called the agent and said, here's what I would like. I know Randy wants to look at his options. I want to be the first one in to meet with him and his family and his agents, but also the last one out. In other words, two bites of the apple, and that's what happened. And I recall that first meeting with Randy, his wife, and the two agents. And Randy, at that time, had long hair, and he says to me, you know, we had already signed Buck Showalter as our manager, and he says to me, well, you know, Buck is a disciplinarian, and what about my long hair? And I said, Randy, if you had tattoos from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, and you had rings coming out of your ears and your nose, plus long hair, I'd say pass, but one out of three is okay. And that broke the ice. And we had a great meeting. And then he met with other teams. And then about a week and a half later, I get the second call that we were going to meet again, and that's when it was locked up. You know, the satisfaction, Jeff, on that signing, because it was significant, it was a statement on the part of the organization to go after pitching and try to win now rather than later, because we had lost so much of our season ticket support after our first inaugural season. We lost 25% of our season ticket base, and I felt we couldn't afford not to try to win and compete rather than building with young players for 5 to 8 years. And so Randy was the premier free agent out there, and many of the skeptics said it was too big a contract, he was too old, he wasn't going to last, and I mean, he proved everyone so wrong, it was unbelievable when he won 4 Cy Youngs in a row.
Mr. Colangelo, Kyle Dodd here. I just got to ask you, what, in your opinion, what was the one thing that you said to him or the one pitch that you think delivered Randy Johnson to you? I mean, was there one thing during that whole process that you sold him on that made him a Diamondback at that time?
Well, I just think we struck up a real strong relationship quickly. We related to one another. And, you know, one of the things that served me well as in an ownership role with teams, the Suns, the D-backs, is that there was a trust between players and myself because of the various roles in sports that I had played as an athlete, as a coach, as a manager, as an owner. And so we hit it up well. I had great respect for him, as strong a competitor as I've ever seen in sports, very focused. And he was blessed. God-given talent, a strong left arm. You know, there's this old adage that says there's only so many pitches in anyone's arm. Well, he was blessed with a lot of pitches and a lot of fast pitches. So... he had an incredible career, and the best years of his career were with us. And, of course, the year we won the World Series, he was incredible in terms of his performance during the World Series. It was a tremendous achievement, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
Jerry Colangelo joins us for a few minutes on the Brad Sesmatch Show with Jeff Munn and Kyle Dodd. You just mentioned that he was the greatest competitor, one of the greatest competitors you've ever been around, and you've been around a lot. And even in recent years, the experiences you've had with Mike Krzyzewski, with USA Basketball, just if you could expand on that a little bit about how Randy compares in terms of being a competitor to the people that you've been around through your long career in sports.
Well, you know, I guess it just says that what my age is, because I've known so many of these competitors, athletes over the last 50 years. And in basketball, you know, the name that continually pops up as the guy who was probably the greatest competitor of all time, and I'm going to say is Michael Jordan, and Kobe was right behind him in terms of competitiveness. But having said that, you really almost have to look at eras. It's hard to go back 10 years, 20, 30, 40, and put everyone in the same box. So I think you have to really look at an athlete and say, who is that guy? Where is he in terms of his heart and his desire and competitiveness? And you can move some people over on one side of the column that fall into great competitors. And so I've been blessed with my experiences in pro sports. They have a lot of great competitors that I've been associated with the Suns, with the D-backs, with USA Basketball. It's been a lot of fun.
Obviously, we know, you know, obviously what you're saying as far as competitiveness, but, you know, as a guy that grew up watching Randy Johnson and both living here part of my life and then being in California, I knew him just as that competitor and just the way what I saw in press conferences and whatnot. And I just was refreshed yesterday to watch his press conference to see a whole different side of a man that I just didn't know even was in there. And just to hear him talk on different, you know, venues yesterday, I just thought it was very interesting. Is that a Randy Johnson that you knew, or did you only know one side of him as well?
Well, my time with Randy was when he was at the peak of his career and his competitiveness. Time has a way of bringing people to a different point in life. You know, part of the journey is you're not that you lose competitiveness, but you just change a little bit. You know, you're not getting up every day concerned with your physical circumstances and getting yourself ready for games and the psyche that's involved. And, you know, it's a grind, but it's a well worth grind. You know, think about how blessed the professional athletes are to make the kind of money they have and play a game that they would play for nothing if given a choice because they love to compete and love the game. So we all change, you know, as we mature, as we get older, and not that we soften, we just change.
Jerry Colangelo of USA Basketball, chairman of USA Basketball, former Diamondbacks managing general partner who signed Randy Johnson in December of 1998, joins us this morning on the Brad Sesmatch Show. The other significance of the signing, Jerry, I think, and obviously you can speak to this much better than I could, but I was obviously around at the time, was the message it sent to other players. And I remember in particular that year, the story of Steve Finley. And in the sense that once Randy was signed, it told other players, hey, these guys are serious, and if a guy like Randy Johnson will sign there, they're going for it. And it opened the door for you to get to other players to help fill out that roster, didn't it?
There's no question that by making a few moves, we became a very attractive destination, you know, for players. And that's all part of being successful in sports. You have to create an atmosphere, if you will, where athletes feel comfortable, they feel they're going to be compensated, they feel they're going to be with a first-class organization. And at that time and place, we had a lot going for us. And Steve Finley came in originally, and his demand was too much. And so we passed on him on the first bite of the apple. But after the signing, in fact, the day of Randy's press conference, when we announced the signing of Randy Johnson, I had a call on my cell phone from Steve Finley, who said, I want to sign. I want to play. I want to be there because I know it's going to be special. And that's definitely attributable to the signing of Randy Johnson.
Obviously, the career you've had, just not only, you know, here in the Valley, but just, you know, all the things that you've done in sports. A moment like this, when you see a player that, you know, you brought on to your organization to get into the Hall of Fame, what does that mean to you? What are your initial response? I know it's happened before for you, but what are your initial responses to something like that?
Well, you know, from the standpoint of a fan, I mean, they can speculate about what it might mean to a person to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Having gone through that myself, having been inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2004, it's an incredible feeling because your life kind of passes before you. You kind of relive a lot of things that have happened during your career, and it's the epitome. It's the top of the heap. It doesn't get any better than that. And so when I got word yesterday about his Randy's election, I was so excited for him. I really was. And I have reached out to him. I haven't heard back. But I wanted him to know how happy I was for him.
Jerry Colangelo joining us on the Brad Sesmatch Show. I don't think, you know, and you obviously followed baseball for a long time before getting into the operation of a franchise. I think when people say he's the best left-handed pitcher of all time, I don't think there's going to be too much debate about that, and I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah, I would agree. Again, you know, people will throw out names, and then they can make the comparisons they want. It doesn't really matter. He's one of the greatest of all time. That's all that really matters. Is it important to be considered number one or three or five? I don't think so. But to be in that same grouping or same conversation about one of the greatest of all time, that should be good enough for anyone.
And he will be honored as such come this July in Cooperstown. Jerry, appreciate the time. All the best, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, guys. Take care.
You too. Jerry Colangelo, former Diamondbacks managing general partner, now chairman of USA Basketball.